Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. This is the Jim Jefferies Show podcast on the first day of the World Series. Now, this comes out tomorrow, so I assume the Dodgers, let me predict, won the game. I'm going to say 4-2.
Nice.
4-2. Yeah, the Dodgers won. But Kershaw's arm fell off from pitching too much. It was just laying there on the fucking mound as he bled over everybody. And then all the Red Sox fans did their fucking Boston shit where they went, oh, it's red, it's going to land in Sox. And they all got excited, you bunch of racist fucking hillbillies
that, was your that Boston
live on
impression?
The East. Anyway.
Do your Boston impression again. That's pretty good.
It's wicked, wicked good.
Yeah.
Wicked good clam chowder.
Very now, good.
Welcome to the what we call the bitter podcast. We've got a lot of people in the crowd today. When you say the crowd, we normally have about five people sitting on the couches. The couches are overly full.
It's packed.
Yeah, like, I don't know what happened. And also, a lot older than normal.
Yeah.
We normally have some people in their 20s. I feel like it's fucking the recasting of the Golden Girls. What's happening over there? Fucking hell. Thank you for being a friend, but not that much. Don't bring a party. Anyway. I have tour dates coming up, but also always watch This Is Me Now or any of my other specials on Netflix. October 27th, 26th at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Unicastle, Connecticut. Number 27, October 27th. Shut up.
Don't say the Unicastle.
They're either coming or they're not.
Yeah.
October 27th at the Music Box at the Borgata in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Not to be mistaken with Old Jersey. November 4th at the Big Adventure Festival at the OC Fair at Costa Mesa. November 6th at Oxon Hill, Maryland at the MGM Grand National Harbor. Had no idea I was doing that gig. November 10th at the New York Comedy Festival. In New York City, Madison Square Garden, and as Jack reminds me, the second biggest room, not the biggest one. yeah, Jack said it's still like 8,000 seats or something, but Jack's like this. Yeah, but Bill Burr's doing the bigger one. Also, come and see my tour of Australia and Asia. I'm touring Asia. You know how many comics do that? Probably more than you think, maybe 30. But I'm one of them, and I'm going.
Yeah.
So if you're Asian, and that's a good segue into our guest.
Yeah, that's a very good segue.
What a good segue.
I wanted you to finish what you were about to say. If you're Asian and you happen to be in Asia, that's what you were getting at.
Yeah, if you're Asian and you know it.
Clap your hands.
Something. Do something Asian.
Just something.
Now, so you're Asian?
You want me to introduce our guest instead of just people pretending to know who it is? Or?
Okay, well, I don't know. You say his name.
He's currently on his Break the Mold World Tour. And earlier this year, received the prestigious Stand-Up Comedian of the Year at the Just for Last Comedy
Festival. Oh, man, that's
Joe
fucking
Coy.
Killer.
Joe Coy.
Thank you.
Stand-Up Comedian of the Year.
Yeah, man. Thank God. Yeah. I finally have something to hold up high.
Is it a big
and
trophy?
Show my son.
Is it a big trophy?
It's fucking heavy, bro.
I'm going to say something. Okay, now it wasn't this year.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago, they offered me Stand-Up Comedian of the Year, but I was unavailable to get the trophy.
Oh, fuck.
So I don't know if I get put back in the cycle.
No.
Do I get put back into my, like, 20 comics away?
Yeah, they put you in a hat.
Yeah, I'm back in the hat.
Yeah, you're back
I'm
in the
back
hat.
Back in the fun. It's a
what
funny
year?
Hat. It's
what
like
year
a,
was it?
It's like two years ago I got offered it, but I couldn't because of this TV show. I was doing the part for this I couldn't do it. So I got offered it, but I didn't accept it. I've never really won an award before, but like so it's a, what do you do with the trophy? You put it in your living room?
Yeah,
or?
It's beautiful, man. I love it. Heavy. That was my thing. It was like it had to be heavy. If it was light, like the kind you get when you were like when you play Little League, that bullshit trophy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have accepted it.
Was it hand luggage?
It's heavy, man.
But you brought back hand luggage, right?
Mm.
You didn't leave it in the bag.
No. I left it.
You left it in the bag?
Yeah.
I would have brought it in the hand luggage and clubbed someone to death. And then hijacked a plane and done it.
With the trophy?
I don't know. That's how I'm going to hijack a plane one day. I'm going to do it with a trophy from a comedy festival. So we did a show today. Forrest, are you here? Were you with us?
I'm here, yeah.
And we did a show today.
I know that you wanted to start talking about that. All right,
yeah, so. We did a show.
Okay.
And what was the show about?
Well, I don't know. You did it too, but I will tell you what it's about.
I don't remember everything.
You actually said all the words. So,
but yeah, but I say all the words. Today was I really do is read all the words.
Today was one of the shows that you, like, where we just talked about stuff.
Just stuff I wanted to talk about. See,
there was nothing topical in today.
Often, Joe, what happens is we go up to the writer's room and they go, oh, fucking Kavanaugh, he's a rapist. Mm. And they go, oh, Trump did something. We have to talk about that. Mm. And there's been some problem with this. There's been a fucking Saudi Arabian reporter being fucking killed. Better talk about that. And then I came up, I was in a bit of a grumpy mood about 5 days ago. And I walked up and I go, I want to talk about sleeping. I said, I want to do an episode on sleeping and how it's no good. Because everyone bigs up sleeping. They go, oh, I love a good sleep. But you know, I
don't sleep.
I never wake up feeling good.
Yeah. You're pretty fucking hammered when you go to bed.
No, not you're when pretty... I go to bed. I'm a day drinker. I've sobered up by then. I'm coked up by the time I go to bed.
I could not hang with you, man. The last time I was with you was at JFL, and we ended up at, I think, McDonald's at 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, I'm like, Jim, I have to sleep now. And I left, and you're like, hey, go piece of fuck. I don't know. That's my impersonation.
Everyone,
fuck it. And then fry. And then a fry.
Everyone's impersonation of me is
like words, and then fry.
Is Dudley Moore playing Arthur?
Yeah, that's you. I see you in a bubble bath. It's a bubble bath and fucking champagne. Fuck.
That's pretty accurate. 5:30 in the morning at McDonald's, though.
It was about 5:50. I was like,
Christopher Cross playing in the background.
Well, you said fries were in your mouth. There was definitely fries.
There was definitely fries in your mouth. I was like, all right, Joe, Happy Meal toy.
He's like, well, something else is about to open up. He was like, something's about to fucking open up.
Did we go to a strip club before? Because Montreal's always strip club.
It was nonstop. I was with you from the minute I got off stage, and then I just hung with you.
And you did it. You did a midday show.
Yeah, I did a midday show. I did a matinee.
And you're already fucked up. So the point is, sleep's rubbish.
Well, that was our second act today. We talked about health.
We
talked about
the
health.
The first thing we did is talk about the good looking.
We can go out of order. There's no fucking rules to this.
Okay,
the
first thing was we talked about good looking people and how annoying they are. Now, I date a good looking person, so I can't judge. She probably has a good heart. Who cares to find out? But I am.
She's right there, Jim.
I know. She can't understand all the big words. Anyway, so.
Oh, boy.
So I despise the good-looking. They're the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
I don't like them. They're in the way.
Yeah.
The ugly people, we're here constructing buildings. We're making science happen. Now,
doing any of that.
Yeah, society moves forward because of ugly people.
Yeah, not these particular ugly people sitting here. But as a group of three, fuck it. I'm opening this up to the room. Can everyone rate themselves in the good looks department from 1 to 10? Now, I will start off. I am a 5, and I've said this in my comedy special. The reason I'm a 5 is that's the meat of the bell curve.
Mm.
I'm right in the middle. Yeah, when people walk past me, they are neither happy nor they are upset.
Yeah.
I have the type of face that keeps traffic moving.
Yeah. They call that likable. When you're not like hot, you get complimented with likable.
And
I'm likable.
I can be good looking to a person who likes me and ugly to a person who hates me.
Yes.
So solid 5.
Yeah.
What do you give yourself?
I give myself 6. I'm a little bit better.
You're better looking than me.
Well, I just get more likable.
You're one step better looking than me. You have a better physique than me. You have nicer skin than me.
Yeah. Water. Yeah.
It's all the water.
It's
all the water.
Water.
So I would give that. You're a 6. I'm a 5.
Yeah,
we're rocking there. And what do you think of yourself? 3?
Oh, I couldn't tell because your eyes were crossed there. I'm sorry. Are you looking at me with your fucking wonky ass eye?
It's a comedy show. We're meant to be friends.
Wait, that's crazy you said that because I literally, this is a conversation I had maybe a week ago. I'm attracted to the wonky eye. Mm. And everyone I was talking to was saying, no, that's who the fuck likes someone with a wonky eye? I like that hot chick with the slight. That eye that goes to the rogue.
You like being cheated on, a girl whose eye wanders a little bit.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Fuck it.
I would
it's
say
because of low self esteem.
I'm a 7, probably solid 7.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Sure. Right, for us.
Sure.
And, like they said, it's likable and confident. Yeah. And you have that.
If we're all doing this, I'm a wizard.
You think you're better looking than me? I mean, you have makeup and your hair was done and stuff, but yeah.
We don't want to go down this.
We can go down this path if you want to.
I don't know if you'll fit.
Listen up! Don't act like you're slender anymore.
I'll bring up the horse game in a second. Now let's go through the group. Let's go through the group and let everyone give their opinion of themselves in the look department.
Okay, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people.
This is great.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
How about you just do this? Does anyone think they're a 10?
No.
It's easier to do that.
We can edit this down. Okay. No one's a 10. Oh, Taze is a 10.
Who's a 10?
His girlfriend's a 10.
Oh,
right,
of course. Yes.
Taze does not look
Where's
happy.
The microphone? Where's the microphone?
Are you upset, Taze? No.
Her feelings
the
are buried.
Pause felt this very convincing.
We'll start with you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. 5.
Ah, no. You're better looking than Joe Coy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the 5s.
You're a solid 6.1.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so kind. I don't think anybody wants to play this game.
No, this is a fun game.
Is it?
It's a very revealing game. Everyone, look inwards.
As long as you're honest.
Honestly, I think there's too many people. You just have to do it as a general.
All right, let's do. Okay. Okay.
Just raise your hand if you think you're this.
Okay, who is below 5? Hands up. No arguments there. He's got red hair.
Oh, man.
He's Irish.
There's never been a good-looking ringer.
Oh, stop it. Stop!
That's the
man, that's not nice! There's never been a good-looking ringer.
Yeah.
You're calling him a fucking ringer.
Yeah, that's the Australian derogatory term.
I know what it means, orangutan.
I only pieced it together just then. That's the only acceptable time it is to call a person a monkey is a red-headed person. The ringer knows, you know. Pick up your hands, they're fucking dragging on the floor. Now, who here thinks they're above a 5?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of 5s. Who here thinks they're above a 6?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's
Tommy, stop putting your hand up. You're embarrassing yourself. So we got some people. Okay, above a 6, keep your hands up. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Taze, put your fucking hand up. Put your fucking hand up. You're the best looking person in the fucking room. Don't let the fucking ringer bring
you down.
That's
why it feels weird to play. You can't be the best looking person in the room and play this game.
Yeah.
Well, I played it. All right, above a 7. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Tommy, you're just doing this. You're just doing this ironically, right?
What? You think you're a 7?
A 7?
Do you know what 7 is?
I said it as a joke.
You're a 7.
I know what the 7 is.
The meat of the bell curve is 4, 5, 6. Yeah. 7, 8, 9s. We're getting into top 10% here.
7 is like when
you're
start
disgusting.
Getting paid for your looks.
Yes, 7
like
is...
Like you receive money for your looks or people come to you
seven
because
is,
of your looks.
You have a TV show even when you're not funny. 7 is Trevor Noah. Like 7... Actually, I like Trevor. I'm just being mean.
What?
7. Really? Tommy. 7. Tommy, me and you have the same, we're follically challenged people.
7 is like print work for like insurance or something like that.
Yeah,
like Allstate. Like he's an Allstate guy.
Yeah, like the ugly,
you know what I mean?
Like the ugly mom that's still good looking.
I have the teeth of a 9.
Do you? Let me see.
I bought them.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, yours are natural. That's why you're fucking rocking around with those 6 fucking grotty teeth. Look, I like you.
It shows, Jim.
You're a 6, but how dare you throw... You live in LA. You've seen people. We're not doing this podcast in fucking Milwaukee or Cleveland.
Yeah,
you live in LA.
He'd be a 10.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, you'd be a 10.
Yeah, you'd be a 10. In Australia, you'd be a 2, but we have a very finite time that we're good looking. You can have sex with Australian women right up until 28. After that, the sun really gets them, and they're like fucking. They start to look like wallets. So you don't want an Australian girl over 28. Now Amos, who's actually the best looking person in the room, put up your hand, Amos. He's from Australia. Would you agree with me? Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I like Amos, but he's a seven. I'm a seven.
You think you're as good looking as Amos?
If
Amos just came here and they're giving him television shows.
They just gave him right in a fucking TV show. I let him live in my house for free. You're not rent-free good looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Even my mom said something about Amos like last week when she met him.
So yeah.
She was like, yeah.
Can I see Amos? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom's like,
semi.
What's up?
I just got a semi.
She was like, what's up? She was like, wanted to know why you were doing stand-up. She's like, he should model or something. I was like, yeah, there you go.
He should model, mostly.
Not that she didn't like your stand-up.
Mostly for Euros bars or some shit like that, some Greek souvlaki thing that he didn't know.
Amos, what do you score yourself? What are you? 6'8", and this fucking asshole said 7.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I stand by that.
Holy fuck.
How do you stand by that?
I got 13 years.
Even your voice isn't a 7. We can tell right now.
What the fuck?
How do you stand by that with your club foot?
Amos, come up here. Let's let Amos talk into a microphone and hear Tommy's voice. You can just hear the difference.
You know what, Amos?
All right, Amos,
talk.
Hey, Forrest, what's going on, man?
Oh,
it's a 6'8".
I just slid off me chair.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Hey, Forrest, what's going on?
My dick just got soft. That's crazy.
Something about New Jersey. New Jersey can't beat Australia. Yeah.
Tommy, I'm going to be honest. It's a 5.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tommy, he's the best dude. He comes
everybody
over to your house.
With that.
See, did you hear what he just said? You're likable.
Right.
And likable sits around 5 and 4.
So wouldn't that give me like a 0.5 or 6.5?
No.
He's not understanding.
Tommy, your personality is a 10. You're a 10 as a guy, but you're horrendous looking.
That's what you. That's yeah. I think you misunderstood the game.
I love you.
I like this guy, but.
Yeah.
All right.
You're the type of bloke that when like your girlfriend shows pictures of him and then your girlfriend's friends meet you, they go, I get it now.
I totally get it.
I'm that guy as well, Tommy. I said I was 5. Oh my God, he's upset.
Don't be upset.
Yeah, he's
I'm a little upset.
He's high. Yeah. He's high maintenance like a 9.
How do you think it feels to think, you know, your whole life you think you're walking around as a 7, and now a whole room just told you that you're not even a 5.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of shocking.
No. All jokes aside, you're joking, right? You don't believe that.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you're having fun with the podcast.
We were playing around as if you knew you were playing around.
You know.
Yeah, you didn't really think.
Sure you know, really
you were doing 7 as a bit, right?
Yeah.
This isn't a thing that you walk around.
Tommy, 7 was your closer, right?
Yeah. You're 7 on a good day with candle lighting.
No, I don't.
You're 7 on a good day with candle lighting.
No, candlelight is very forgiving. Very forgiving.
Yeah.
We all look our best.
Yeah, candle lighting's good.
Candlelight is good.
You're, that actually doesn't work for me.
You're a 6 with a good Snapchat filter.
Deep eye sockets.
Yeah, like my eyes are deep, so candlelight makes me look even worse.
Oh, yeah. More serial killer. Which is bad because you're Italian and all the restaurants have like that bottle they just shove a candle into the top of. That's fucking waxing over the side. You're like, hey, ambience, whoa, mother, whoa, like that.
Okay, I'm not a 7.
No.
6.2?
Yeah,
6.2. He just wants to be a little bit
really
better.
Sad to
I
be
got a good personality.
You do have a personality, sure.
I'm
and
a good,
Ted Bundy
I'm a good
did.
Person. That's got to be worth something.
No, personality wise, you're crushing.
Yeah, dude.
It's a testimony.
Personality, you're a fucking 11.
Yeah, you're an 11.
11.5. Whatever
just,
you want.
It's just you're so bad looking that, like, the personality.
I think
so
maybe I was just
like,
a little.
Like, the Ranga probably has feelings, doesn't he? You probably wake up in the morning and want love and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you want to come up to the microphone? Do you want to come to the microphone?
No,
it's all right. You weren't really invited. Don't do it. No.
You want to come?
No, he's actually from Ireland. So
gentleman right there said I was a 7.
Yeah. He's from Ireland.
No.
I'm the best looking man in Ireland. I go there just to fucking look like a model.
I think I should go to Ireland.
Yeah, you'd be
in Ireland, I'd be
you'd
a 7.
You'd be the best looking girl in Ireland. I've been to fucking Ireland.
Oh boy, I really don't even know where to go here.
Anyway, so we did a piece on, look, Jack Hackett. Can you hack it, hack it, hack it? What are you in the looks department?
I thought a six.
Then why don't you get laid? Why don't you get laid? You've had sex twice. Sixes get laid.
I thought it was
once. I guess I'm a five.
No, I'm a five. I'm better looking than you. Go lower.
I guess I'm a four.
No, no, no. Jack isn't bad looking. It's just confidence.
Confidence is everything, man. You're fucking it up real bad.
No, he's not
bad
looking.
Now.
You got a good looking head.
Yeah, you're very good looking.
But his looks do look like a fucking missile launch.
If you had the confidence of Tommy, you would be getting laid all the time.
I was just going to say that. Confidence apparently don't mean shit anymore.
No! You're winning the personality, but no one looks at a photo of you and has any level of joy. Now, or me. Oh, me, Tommy.
Does your score go down with age? I mean,
yes, yeah. Yes. There's no 80 year old.
You're comparing me with guys. There's no 20 years younger.
Oh no, 100%. We're the same age, right? I think I'm slightly older than you.
A couple months, yeah.
Right. So, but it does go down with age. Well, I'm not looking at any 80 year old woman going, and there's a 10.
Right. Right. But you're comparing me to guys who got 20 years.
Christy Brinkley is the best looking fucking 70 year old on earth, and she's a fucking five. But that's all the 70 year olds have to offer. Oh, don't.
It's not a five now.
Five.
Christy Brinkley?
The system's starting to collapse when you say stuff like that. Like,
no, Christy no, Brinkley? No. Like, in a room full of women, the ones that you want to bang, Christy Brinkley is the best we have to offer.
But she's a five?
Well, she's fucking old.
Okay. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
Fuck. Why don't you all bend time? Why don't you all go through history and bend fucking the time continuum where old is young and old is hot and young isn't hot and Jack's good looking and Amos is better looking than Tommy? You fucking frauds.
You're right. That is fraudulent.
Talk to these fucking idiots coming over from Ireland.
Yeah.
Go outside and stare at the sun.
Wait, they're all from Ireland?
We have a group of them from Ireland.
Oh.
I'm not happy with them. Anyway, so what else do we talk about?
Oh, that's all? About beauty? Done with that? All right.
I think your confidence right there, Jim, just brought you to a 10.
I'm a fucking 10.
Yeah, you're
confidence.
A 10, bro. Yeah. You're a fucking 10, man.
In the looks department, no, a 5.
Yeah.
Confidence 10 brings me up to a 7.
Boom.
Back of the net.
Boom. Look who's pissed, Tommy.
I'm not pissed. I'm just.
We can't tell because your face looks grumpy and angry, or is that how it falls?
All the time.
Ah, everyone, we've upset Tommy. You know what it took to break Tommy? Just a few words.
What?
I thought it would take more. I thought it would take more time. It's just the house of cards.
It just shows you how bad like people want to be good. But that was the point of the piece, anyways. In the end, was that we look at it as a disability almost.
Yeah.
We should look at it as a disability because if you're good looking in this country, you get everything.
Yeah.
And
or good looking in this world.
World.
Just America. In Ireland, it doesn't account. There's good looking people in the world, and they get different things. Stop eating raw potatoes like a fucking apple.
What?
That's what they're doing in the corner. They're just sitting eating a fucking raw potato like a fucking apple.
I don't even understand that.
The only reason you're at the famine kill people is because you're a bunch of picky eaters. We have to do an ad.
I love it. They're sponsors.
Yeah. People pay.
Everyone's fucking ugly. All right. This is about cosmetics.
People pay.
French fries.
A Guinness sponsor.
Pay to be involved in this.
I'm just looking at pictures of Christy Brinkley. She looks great.
She does look great.
She does look great. Her commercial with Chuck Norris is amazing. She's still beautiful.
Yeah, no, I'll take it back. I'll give Christy Brinkley one. Charity fuck, but anyway.
Charity fuck. You're going to raise money by fucking Christy Brinkley, or are you just going to give it to her?
And now an advert. Money, power, and a great pair of boots. You can have it all. How? Stop what you're doing and go to the nearest computer. Open your internet browser and type in the following. ThursdayBoots.com. That's ThursdayBoots.com. Pick out your favorite pair of beautifully handcrafted boots. Add them to your cart. Click checkout. Fill out your own personal information and click purchase. This can make a 5 turn into a 7. It's that easy. Money, power, and a great pair of boots will be yours. While results may vary, particularly regarding the money and the power. You will definitely have a great pair of boots. This year, get a pair of boots that will last after the season or any season. Get a pair of boots handcrafted with the highest quality materials and sold at honest prices. Get a pair of Thursday boots. Head over to thursdayboots.com. Money, power, and a great pair of boots are only a click away.
That was good. That's how you read that shit right there, man.
That was the best ad read you've ever done.
Fucking 10. You get a 10
for that. No, that was like the best ad read you've ever done. You get any words wrong?
I'm a fucking 10 in the news reading department. So anyway, last week you may have heard there was a challenge given to us by...
Oh, we're done talking about the show?
Yep. Don't care. No one watches the show. More...
I hope people watch the show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Got to your sleep part, though. You didn't want to talk about your sleep part?
Sleep, shmeep. You want to sleep. If you don't sleep, you fucking die. It's annoying. That's what we talked about.
Act two. Yeah. All right. Two.
Then...
We'll go back to it.
Far as to be sure.
Yeah.
There was a challenge from Forrest. Forrest considers himself to be an athlete, not physically, but coordinatedly.
Mm.
He's very coordinated.
Like any sport you can play for.
Swims like an elegant manatee.
Oh, yeah.
My God. You've never seen something so graceful in the water.
Yeah.
Tommy right now is texting his girlfriend. You think I'm good looking, right? Put your phone down. Anyway, so... So me and Forrest had a fight because
we have a basketball hoop here now.
We have a basketball hoop, which is in the most...
we interviewed Kareem.
Which is in the most treacherous area. There's a moat... And there's like fucking ditches. There's every reason to break your ankles. There's spikes sitting out the ground. Like if you trip even slightly, you're dead.
Yeah.
There's like toilet paper that got backed up out of a sewage thing that shot out. That's what that little white patch is there. It's disgusting.
Good. Not good. Yeah. Not good. Anyway, Taze, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, she's upset about the looks thing.
So I'm better at basketball than Jim.
So we played a game.
You're better at basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what kind of game did you play? Is it battle of horse?
We played horse, though.
He's better at basketball. He is not.
Who won?
He's not better at horse.
Jim won.
Oh, shit.
And Forrest said, I had beaten Forrest a couple of times before. And Forrest said, it's because you do these underarm shots.
Which I can't do.
And he goes, I'll start making shots from a distance. And I said, all right, fuckface. Or that's paraphrasing. That's probably accurate what I said.
Yeah, he said fuckface.
And I said, all right, fuckface. Let's go out right now, play a game of horse. And what happened, Forrest?
I already said you won.
How many times you won? We have a video of it. Jack has overproduced the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Now what happened
doing
is
in a fucking video.
We gave Jack one job to fucking edit the video of us playing horse, and Jack added like a lot of like when you miss like wah wah noises and stuff like that. Jack couldn't It's like what the fuck am I paying this cunt for?
They also tried to sandbag it. Like I was shooting baskets afterwards, and then they just took the ones that I would miss and edited those in. And practicing.
No,
when you weren't there, that I was just shooting, and they go, oh, we'll just do the ones you're missing, so it looks like I'm missing the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. Jack, you see how confident you are right now with Jim?
What I've learned about Forrest is, and I love you in many ways.
If you're gonna say that I'm a sore loser, you are the worst loser.
Whoa!
Jim, I think...
wasn't saying anything, Forrest. I was gonna say you look good in a shirt, but someone seems very upset.
I was okay. Go keep going.
Someone seems very upset
about the shirt.
So Forrest is saying, I'm sorry to go back to this, but he said the horse game that you guys played has been edited. And manipulated. The missed shots were not even part of the horse game.
I lost the game of horse because he just did underhand shit, which I can't do. I can't shoot.
Which is part of the game. Yeah. You can do whatever shot you want. You can do whatever shot. Yeah, it's a game of horse.
And then afterwards, they manipulated it, where they interviewed our last podcast guest, Camilla Cleese, and she was like, "Oh, Forrest is practicing." And then you guys put all my misses in. You did to make me look like I'm worse than I am, which I already lost the game. To a guy that is, I mean, if you want to see uncoordinated, check out Jim Throws First Pitch Out at baseball game. It's on YouTube. It's terrible.
If you want to check out a comedy special, just check out 7 of Mine.
Or Poor Decisions.
Someone has one.
That's okay.
Sure, I throw a baseball badly because that's how I've always marketed myself.
It's so funny that you're about to say... It's so funny you were about to say I'm a sore loser. I bring up one thing you did wrong. I've got 7 comedy specials.
Here comes Jim Jeffries, the baseball pitcher. That's what they always say.
Jim just said that he threw the baseball bad for marketing reasons.
Yeah.
He's a fucking genius.
I'm
man.
A fucking genius.
How many hits on How many hits on that YouTube baseball pitch?
Too many.
Too many. Fucking many.
More numbers than I can count.
God damn it.
Do you lose points for being unathletic?
Hey?
Do you lose points for being unathletic?
Oh, you do, but then you make them up for being funny, so... Where the fuck are we at? I don't know if this is real science we're dealing with now.
I thought maybe I would get some points for that.
You're athletic. You are
like
athletic.
I like that Tommy still needs to go back to how can I get myself to a 7.
I'm trying to get points
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
I'm actually a good athlete. So
they're talking about fucking horse, man.
I'm the best
athlete on the staff.
Tommy,
bullshit.
Tommy, we've moved on.
Damn, Tommy.
We've moved on.
Yeah, we don't
we're not talking about your...
0.5 at least this for being an athlete.
Go out there and hit a home run. It's not going to make you a 7. It doesn't matter.
Tommy, you have a gorgeous girlfriend. You're fine. Just go home. Yeah.
Max Muncy's still a 5. He hit the most amount of home runs for the fucking Dodgers.
Yeah.
Still, actually, he's
Justin
a 4.
Justin Turner?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Justin Turner's a 3.
Yeah, he's great. He's great baseball player.
He has a good-looking wife. Yeah,
he's a ringer.
Yeah, he's a ringer.
He's a fucking ringer.
You might be able to support him. Put some sunscreen on, but go out and see him. Yeah. Ranger.
It's like an Australian
term. It's an Australian term. It's short for orangutan.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard it was to crack this code.
Yeah.
Because rangers are the only group of people you can still be racist or bigoted towards.
Yeah.
It's the only socially acceptable group. If I call anyone else like an ape or a monkey, that's bad news. But you understand, right? Don't rise up against us and take over the planet.
Oh, my God, if they took over the planet, he'd be a 10. Because the Ranga is the... Right? Right? The Ranga is the king.
Actually, I don't know if I'll get in trouble. I can't get Roseanne Barr in trouble for being mean to redheads, right?
You mean get her in trouble? Or are you?
No, I can't get in trouble. I can't lose my show for that.
You're an ambient right now.
Because it's not like any Rangas are running a fucking studio.
They knew what they were hiring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anyway,
this is just you.
Anyway, so why are you on holiday? Why did you come out to... You know Tommy, right? Yeah, take a microphone. Take a microphone.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, you gotta take a microphone.
This is bad podcasting if you're not talking into the microphone.
Yeah, here we go. Irish.
So we're on our holidays because this guy here.
This guy.
This fella.
Yeah.
The 7.
His girlfriend is a good friend of Tommy's.
Oh, right, right.
And then they
said,
come along to Jim Jeffries' show. You're going to have the greatest time of your life. And so far.
Holy shit, I love this accent.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I gotta be honest.
Why do I see a small dance while he's talking?
I gotta be honest with you. Just looking at him, this may be the greatest time of his life.
Yes. That was phenomenal.
Yeah. No, we're having a great time. It's fantastic.
Anyway,
keep talking.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
When
he talks, he sounds like he's on his toes.
Yeah, did you
all the time. He's little like if I close my eyes, he is on his toes hopping while he's talking. Yeah, here, can I do one? Just say what's on the menu. Like what's the chef special? Just describe something.
Lucky Charms.
Exactly. Or Irish stew.
Irish soup. And what else? Like, fucking, more shit. What is on the table?
Yeah. Well, what's on the table?
Yeah, what is it?
And milk.
Yeah.
And milk.
Just milk.
And
God
milk.
Damn it.
A pint of milk.
Irish soup and milk.
All right, so...
That's $14.95.
You're trying to woo a woman. What do you cook for her? What do you put out for her?
I like that, yeah.
What do you cook for an Irish woman? Let me think.
A coat hanger.
A coat hanger, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
it's
Jim.
Illegal there. It's illegal. Someone's got to do it.
It's legal now.
Oh, it's legal. We did a piece on that.
Bacon and cabbage and white sauce.
Bacon and carriage and white sauce.
Bacon and cabbage and white sauce.
Bacon, okay. cabbage and mashed potatoes.
Okay.
That sounds like an awful first day.
Okay.
That sounds like a fucking awful. Diarrhea for sure.
I don't want to ask, but where do you get the white sauce from?
what would you cook?
A food.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah, not a fart casserole. What the fuck is that?
Jesus Christ. I never opened up a can of white sauce before.
Bacon and cabbage and white sauce.
Yeah, hey, this cabbage tastes like shit. You got any white sauce?
Yeah.
And a pound of bacon.
Yeah, you're not having enough bacon on it. Nothing says I want to make love to you like a pound of bacon.
Yeah.
And
some cabbage.
Nothing sits lighter in the gut.
Yeah.
where you go, oh, I'm lucky I got my bacon intake today.
Fuck.
You know what helps me digest? A pound of cabbage.
Cabbage. Cabbage makes it run right through
you
me.
You wouldn't believe the amount of Irish women that would give you the thumbs up for that.
I do. I do. I do. I can believe the amount of women who give the thumbs up.
They're thumbs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I'm gonna say it's all the women who have actually grown thumbs. There can't be that many of them.
Oh, you were saying thumbs.
Oh, you were saying thumbs. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thumbs.
Oh, I thought he was saying thumbs because of the stomach ache.
Yeah,
that's
what
I thought too.
Motherfucker, I love you.
I knew what he was
this
saying.
This guy should be a cartoon. Yeah. He should be a cartoon. Yeah, your stomach is growling, you know?
I give that.
How about some thumbs?
I give that two thumbs up.
I give it two thumbs up.
Thumbs
it's just
up,
two
thumbs
fucking.
Thumbs up.
Question is though.
Just two bottles of thumbs.
What would you cook if you were trying to impress a woman?
Oh my God. I'd
that'd be some type of faux type of Asian thing.
Some type of faux. You fucking racist. Yeah, fucking faux asshole.
Greg has been going after the cabbage
first of all. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. I would just sit her there at a nice table and just two big heaping bowls of fucking faux. Then I teach her how to work chopsticks for a half hour.
Yeah, but that is good food, man. I can see that being a good meal.
Oh,
it's not
good.
Like you're rocked up with bacon and cabbage and white sauce.
Fucking
like
cabbage.
A fucking rang of schmuck.
Oh, Jesus.
With a drop of pepper on top. But honestly,
with a drop of pepper.
With a drop of pepper.
What's a drop? God damn it. This meal is bland. Do you have a drop of pepper?
Yeah, the rest of us are doing pinches.
No, you know what?
I've always put a pinch of pepper in. This guy comes and drops it. Is that a fistful?
Oh, my God. That's too much. I just want to drop.
Do you have to have a drone to make that work?
Take it up about 20 feet and drop it.
Drop the pepper. Two thumbs up.
So what would an
you have 10 minutes to leave the building. Before we start farting the place out.
It's your 5-minute warning. But no, seriously, what would you cook?
I'd be a Vegemite based recipe, I'm sure.
God.
No, I would make
that stuff's disgusting.
I tell you what, I'm
it
so fucking
disgusting.
Charming.
It
I'd be so
disgusting.
Charming, I invite you over for the food and then I'd be fingering you before it's already. What I'd have is I just have a few pots that are boiling like it's about to happen and then come over and then give them a bit of a fingering. Hey, Tums, you gotta say goodbye. Tums, you gotta say goodbye.
After all that Tums talk, I feel like this is a good time to plug Imodium.
That was so funny, man.
Yeah.
On behalf of the Irish people, goodbye.
All right,
okay. I love it.
That
was good.
And that was the end of Ireland. That's how we genocided Ireland.
He got it in there.
Yeah. All we could have after they took the potatoes away was cabbage and white sauce. We had one pig and we had to use the bacon sparingly. But they will never take our pork chops. That's Scottish. I know what I'm doing.
That was good.
What's the white sauce made out of? Honestly, I'm not doing a cum joke.
Yeah, what's the white
milk
powder?
And white powder.
Yeah.
White powder.
I said milk and white
milk
powder.
Milk and white powder. Is that powder flour? Do you call flour
white powder? Imagine if you put that in like an ingredient and you said white powder. Someone goes to the bathroom and just grabs fucking powder.
Yeah, you put white powder in there, you'll be awake for days. Sometimes I snort the cabbage.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this. It's laced with energy cream.
I used to have a white powder addiction.
Yeah.
A thickness.
They hate H's. Hey, I get it.
Hey,
there's no H's in Ireland.
Two tums for the thickness.
Yeah. Tick.
You put two tums next to each other. Yeah. It's very tick.
What you do is you take your tums and you check the thickness.
Yeah. Don't talk to me that way. I'm not some type of ick. Oh, the eat out here in California.
Yeah, the eat is awful.
I can't stand the eat. The weather is too tick.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
So fucking hot.
Yeah. I ate hot. I ate hot
when it's eat outside.
Sadly enough, my mother thought I was very thick. The only time we say these words properly is when they're... Okay. Anyway, so what do we got? So we'll call this episode Ripping the Ranger.
Oh my God.
Ripping the Ranger. That's a good name for an episode, right?
Let me check if that's been used before.
That's not really part of our naming convention, but I can try to throw that in there.
I look forward to our lawyers like getting this, because our lawyers come and look at it and they edit things out. Oh, and then what's going to be nice is if they see Irish people as a minority that we can't tease.
Yeah, they leave it.
Well, if they see them as being some type of racial group that we can't tease, it'll be edited out. But I don't think just looking at them that you could see them as human.
To be fair, if we have to edit out all of that stuff, we'll have a 6-minute podcast.
To be tick, two tums. No.
Ooh. No.
Well, repeat what he said.
He said, is there a possibility the Irish nation, the envy of everyone in the world, you don't have a Caprio. You don't have a Tommy Caprio.
I was going to say, I think that's the Italians are.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're the reason that Tommy thinks he's a 7. Tommy got his confidence up chatting to you cunts.
Oh, shit. That's good.
So here's an update, just so you know. In 2012, Australia added Ranger to the Oxford Australian Dictionary.
And
became the most racist country ever.
No. 2013, we had the N-word.
You can't do that with being racist. I was in Australia, and the promoter, I think you know him, Seb, I had a gig in New Zealand, and it was just racism going back and forth between the two. It was like, yeah, fucking Kiwis
fucking
are stupid.
Kiwi cunts. I don't like New Zealanders. I've been very outspoken
about
that.
Stop it. Don't say that.
I don't like them.
Don't say that.
I don't.
Jim, you don't mean that.
They have a low level of rangers, but I still don't like them. Just little fucking chippy cunts, aren't they? They're always like, oh, are you doing good? Are you enjoying that? Fucking squeaky.
Are those words?
Squeaky little fucks. It's like they're a country of dog toys.
Oh, come on. Fucking dog toys. That's funny. That was brilliant, you guys. Fuck you for not laughing at that. What, you fucking Kiwi?
What? Anyway, then we did something on the Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Act 3.
Back to the show.
Oh, shit.
Rewriting the Constitution. We redid the First Amendment today.
We did.
Everybody, you've done the Second Amendment already in your stand-up.
Yeah, I've done a bit of that. I've talked about gun control a bit.
Yeah, so we figured we'd start redoing
it. The Ranger just left the room. I assume he has to clean himself in some special licking way.
we figured we'd rewrite the rest of the Constitution, and we took the First Amendment on today, and I liked it. It was good. You were wearing a wig?
I was wearing a wig. I don't know what that was all about.
Well, it was supposed to be...
Taze, you liked the wig, didn't you?
You did?
Yeah, she thought it looked good.
Role play.
She just never seen me with a full head of hair.
You had these glasses on?
I had bifocals on, which, as I say, that meant they could go in both bathrooms.
and a feather. The feather was fun.
I had a quill.
Yeah, a quill. Yeah, there you go. You sold early. I thought it was good. I think one take. Yeah, it was good. The funniest part. You couldn't hear it in the studio because everyone was laughing so much, but. We had, in addition to the freedom of speech and the First Amendment, the freedom to peacefully assemble, and we said that we wanted to make sure that you could still do it, but only if it was fun, so from now on parades, were only the gay people could run parades.
I would like to put gays into every amendment.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for the Second Amendment, but only for gays.
Yeah.
Because you never hear a school shooting from a gay. It's always some guy, oh, that girl wouldn't fuck me, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. The gays never shoot up anything.
Well, Pulse...
Ooh. I said that gay people are okay, and then you chime in with, are they really? Well, I think they are.
I did like the Elmo with the ball gag, though.
Elmo with the ball gag, or as I put him, I called him, put cigarettes out on me back, Elmo.
Yeah. That was the float in the Thanksgiving Day parade, once gay people take it over.
Yeah. I don't know why the gays all want to put Elmo in a ball gag. On one hand, we were supporting the gays, and then on the other hand, you could say that we were doing a few cliche things that were unnecessary.
Well, sure. I mean, in comedy, sometimes that happens, but it's okay. But anyways, this is supposed to be like a piece we're going to keep revisiting, and then eventually we'll rewrite the whole Constitution. You'll be able to re-release it. We got rid of two amendments right away. They have like, that's how the Constitution. When people are like, it can't be changed at all. That's the first thing we pointed out. There's an amendment that prohibited alcohol, and then another one to repeal it. It's like, why are those both in there?
Yeah.
Just get rid of it. So I think in the end, like, we'll have, like, get it down to the Ten Amendments. What are you doing?
So we did the Ten Amendments.
Yeah. No.
And then
you're just saying, repeating what I just said, not
yes,
paying attention.
Yes, what the fuck do you want me to do? I do 70% of the talking on this show.
Yeah, it's your podcast.
Sometimes yep. I check out. Sometimes I check out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
you're allowed to.
Sometimes I lay back in my chair and I think to myself, geez, you're good at horse.
Yeah.
You're a hell of a horse player.
You like to reflect sometimes.
Yeah, you're a hell of a horse. I smell the roses. I smell the horse roses.
Okay, after this video comes out and everybody can look at
smell
it.
Smell the horse roses.
And laugh at me. Man.
What?
I'm just saying, after this video comes out and everybody can look at it and you know, they can laugh, do whatever they want.
Yeah. What?
I'm going to really try a horse and take you down.
No, I retired.
Why don't you concentrate on some other sport like swimming? Yeah. Beat him in swimming.
Why don't you try getting good at comedy?
Horse is done.
Like, why focus on horse? Is there a circuit?
Is there a circuit? Yeah. Is there a horse circuit you're trying to get on?
Are you trying to get on white men don't even try to jump?
Yeah.
Edit that out. All right.
What? It's not funny.
Yeah, you just said good at comedy, and then you got bad at comedy.
Oh, that, so. God. Forrest, they're going to rip into you this time. I'm telling you, the people, the comments aren't going to be pleasant.
No, I don't care.
You're a sore horse loser.
We should do some type of office Olympics. We could put together a bunch of competition.
Sorry, I can't even focus on what you're saying. You're so fucking good looking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Yeah. His speaking voice just brought him up to an 8. I had no idea he could talk like that.
What's that, a squeaky Jersey accent
Jesus
you got there?
Christ. What are you, a DJ?
All right, we'll do one more thing before we leave. If you want to participate in this show, sometimes we ask our guest questions. So
I don't want to do the fourth act. We just did an it's not so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the fourth act? All right.
Yeah, fuck that. Well, do the questions.
Okay, here you go.
How long has this show been going?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good podcast. Over. It's a good solid.
We'll ask you a couple questions so the audience can get to know you
sure. better.
What is something that you think is completely overrated?
Tommy's looks.
No. Jim, you can go second.
Tommy's looks. That was so good. Tommy's fucking looks, man. Overrated shit.
Overrated. And so many people talk about him.
Yeah.
What do you think something's overrated, Joe?
I'm going to have to say soccer, man. I'm sorry.
I love soccer.
Ah, fuck it.
Why do you think it's overrated?
I don't know, man. It's not that fucking good. I'm gonna and look, everyone's pissed from Ireland.
I'm not. I just started getting into it.
That's the only fucking sport they do pretty good in.
No, they don't make it to the World Cup. They're not that good.
They did it?
No. They make it very rarely. They made it about 2 World Cups ago. Am I correct? 2 World Cups ago. Okay.
I don't speak cartoon. It's fucking crazy.
Wait a minute.
The guy is an animated character.
We're talking about soccer, and then you go, "We won the rugby."
We won the rugby.
Yeah, we didn't mention rugby.
Yeah, rugby wasn't even mentioned, man.
I just vomited a little bit in my mouth. All right, so next question. I did. Okay. It tastes horrible.
Who in this room thinks that they're good looking but isn't?
We've done this.
Okay, sorry.
We did a whole question. Episode.
Okay. Forrest, what the fuck? That was the top of the show.
Yeah, my bad. All right.
He's more of a bottom of the show.
What's one thing that your parents did that screwed up you up for life?
Oh shit!
I'm gonna say the beatings.
That's for you, Jim.
Yeah,
we're getting this for Joe, and then we go.
Oh, man, go to college, or you're not gonna do anything good with your life.
Wait, they made you go to college?
No, well, yeah, she made me go, but then I didn't go, and then she just years and years of her saying nothing's gonna happen. Go to college. Keep going. Got to go back to college. You're going to sell shoes the rest of your life. That bullshit.
I'm assuming she's a German woman?
She's a German. She's from Ireland. First and foremost, get rid of those Toms.
All right. Well, that was
too many Toms.
Too many Toms.
Go to Toms College. 2 Toms up.
What's the weirdest thing you do when you're home alone? Don't answer this yet, Jim. Let Joe answer first.
I try to stop criminals with Hot Wheels cars.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm alone.
Yeah. You know. I thought you meant because you actually have Hot Wheels cars.
I do have Hot Wheels cars.
Son, but yeah.
What I do is I put them near the window so when the criminals come through, they'll slip over and go, oh, I give up. I also heat every door handle before I leave, but I was doing that anyway.
What?
I'm doing Home Alone references.
Oh, shit. I thought this is stuff you really fucking do.
No.
Puts hot wheel car. Okay,
no.
Now I get it.
Yeah,
in
no,
case
no.
Joe Pesci's going to break
shit.
It.
Shit.
Yeah, no, 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 no. Mostly I masturbate to pictures of Tommy to remind myself that I deserve more. There's one Irish guy that kind of went, ha, ha. He's the town laugher. We get him to do things.
So is there anything weird you do when you're home alone?
Man, cook. And I'm a horrible fucking cook.
That's not weird.
That's not weird at all.
No.
Like, you mean like just gross
no,
shit?
No, no, I do, yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, I, know, yeah. I do the cooking as well.
Something that you
have
wouldn't
have you ever tried
like,
bacon
I walk
and
around naked,
with
and that's for real.
Yeah, of course, everyone.
And with just the shirt on.
But you have kids?
Because I like to sleep with no underwear on.
You have kids?
Creepy, don't ask me why. It just feels
you
better.
You have kids, right?
Yeah, I got one.
You got one.
And he doesn't know about it until
you got,
today.
You got a boy. How
he sleeps
old,
in the other room.
How old's your boy?
Gonna freak
how old's
out
your boy?
Now. He's 15.
15?
Yeah, man. And when we first met, he was like 2, which is
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Wait, 15, so he doesn't know 15. That you... Mm-hmm. He lives with you?
I thought you were going to say like 9 or something. I knew he was all in my boy, yeah. But I remember because you had a little kid. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, 15, fucking
that's hell. Crazy, man. No, the mommy and I, we share him.
Okay, so you don't walk around naked when he's there?
No. No.
Yeah. All right.
Creepy.
I don't know. Yeah, I just figured everyone's...
Like, I would just wake up and go, you want some bacon?
Yeah, I don't know. I figured
good morning.
I figured everyone sees
Dad, you just have a shirt on.
It's the perfect outfit for bacon, cabbage, and white sauce.
Jesus Christ.
I can tell you what Forrest does. He greases himself up and stands in front of a mirror naked and goes, you're good at horse. Who's the best horse player in the world? It's you.
It's always you.
Yeah. Your forest. Yeah. Enjoy the fruits of your forest.
Yes.
Your forest. You're good at horse. Don't let people tell you different. Just because you can't do underarm doesn't mean that you're nothing. Your forest. I can't even look at him right now because I can
underarm
feel
is
the
losers.
Seething. I can feel the seething. No, he is. He's staring at
I'm
me right now.
I'm smiling right now. I'm not seething. Yeah.
Staring.
All right. Yeah, walk around naked.
I hardly see you walk around clothed.
This is true. I
see you shuffle in an awkward way.
I feel like I've probably seen you
shuffling.
I feel like I've probably seen you naked more than most people.
I think you've seen me naked more than you've seen yourself.
I don't know if that works.
That's no, true. I just assume you haven't seen your dick for a while.
No, I got what the joke was, but I didn't know if that you wanted to keep that
in. The town laugher just became the town the bummer.
The town, oh.
Ha ha!
Ha ha! These are things I like and things
I don't like.
I like jokes that involve cabbage. Ha ha!
Can't see a dick.
Oh. These are things I don't like.
See, who wouldn't fuck Christy Blinkley? His dick is the size of a tum.
Oh. See my Netflix special, Many Tings.
Small dicks make white sauce for cabbage.
No man is an island. That's a good name for a special, for an Irish person.
Yeah, I like that.
No man is an island. So, Joe, describe your last orgasm in 3 words.
Holy shit. Mm. Epic.
My mom happy.
Fucking hell. And then cut that one out, too, as well.
It's supposed to be 3 words.
I said, my mom happy.
I know, but it's for Joe.
I was getting to 3.
I know. Someone interrupted you.
His mom happy.
Epic. Fun.
Lonely.
Yeah, it was me. It was a lot of cleanup.
Epic.
Yeah.
Your last orgasm was epic?
He was doing it to Lord of the Rings.
It was a 2.5 hour saga.
He got amazing. The ring back to Mordor, man.
It's a good orgasm. All right. I think we're done.
All right, good night, Australia.
No, before we go...
No, I have to go. I got to piss.
Okay. Joe, is there anything you'd like to promote?
That was great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we said some things up at the top, but if there's anything else you want to promote or...
No, that's it, man. That was good.
Your tour, I got
Netflix.
That. Yeah, I'm sorry, I got it somewhere around here. So. Yeah, you have your Netflix special.
That's it, and we're getting ready to shoot the next one.
November. I can't find the fucking piece of paper.
You don't need it. I already said it.
There we go. Yeah, but they got to know what the name of it is. So.
Netflix, live from Seattle, Joe Coy.
There you go.
J-O-K-O-I. I'm getting ready to shoot another one.
All right,
November.
Great.
So.
And you're still on your tour, right?
Yes.
So go to joecoy.com for all your tour dates. And then anything on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Joe Coy. That's J-O-K-O-Y. And listen to his weekly podcast, The Coy Pond. For us, thank you for everybody that wrote in and say you listened to the end. Last week I said nobody fucking listens to the end, and everybody corrected me. Like, I'm listening at the end, but leave us a voicemail at 833-453-6533 or 833-4-JIM-JEFF. We got voicemails this week, but what happened?
There's just still a lot of very long voicemails.
Yeah, don't
we're
long
not gonna
voicemails.
Play. We're not gonna play 2 minute voicemails. So leave it quick and don't do bits.
Yeah, just something quick.
Don't do bits.
Yeah, don't run great. Your fucking jokes. So, please subscribe and follow us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. All right, bye.
Yes.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.